Dar to dar, Yishabach Maasecha, Gvareisecha Yagid. Each generation will praise your deeds to the next. And of your mighty deeds they will tell. And this is indeed the way the Rakeach learns. Saying each generation will tell the next one how great Hashem is. They'll praise Him. And it just keeps on going. But the Radak takes it further and says something so beautiful. It says, even if we'd live for a very long time, there's no way we'd be able to fathom the depths of Hashem's greatness, everything that He does for us. How much more so because we have such a short lifespan? But what can we do? We're given a short amount of allotted time in this world. Generations come and go. And therefore, every generation before they pass away from this world, they pass on their experiences, the awesome things that have happened to them throughout their lifetimes. The Gvuras Hashem that they've seen, Hashem's hand intervening time and again. And they praise Hashem through that. And what happens is you have an unfolding story of an unbelievable covenantal relationship between an infinite creator and sustainer and finite humanity, the Jewish people. Each generation is writing its chapter in the book, preserving their experiences and recording it for future generations so that those future generations should learn from those experiences and in turn praise Hashem, that it should inform them. When you look back at Hashem's track record, you see what He's done for us and informs the way that we behave right now. The Alshich says it a little bit differently. Zikne hadar lebachareihem. It's the elders of the generations to the young ones. They praise the Ma'aseh Hashem that they saw. And that's something so beautiful. Whether it's the Zakenim, those senior members of the generation, whether it's a person that just has relative seniority, to be able to build bridges between generations. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael, where every generation sees themselves as a link in the chain, where we realize we have something to learn from those who came before us and something to teach those who will come after us, that our lives are not just private affairs, but we have a responsibility because there's a picture so much bigger than our own individual experiences. We're part of a collective that ultimately brings Hashem into the world through raising awareness of Hashem and His involvement in the world. That's Dar L'Dar Yishabach Ma'asecha. There's an incredible responsibility on each and every one of us then. To remember, to recall, to think, to focus, to notice Hashem's involvement in our lives and to be able to relate and relay that to the future. U'gvoresecha yagidu. We move from chesed to gvura. First it's gadla, gadlacha. And then it becomes gvura. Because first there's this expansiveness. And then there's this strength and this might. And there's limitations and boundaries. But it's all part of the experience of seeing Hashem.